It's definitely gonna be a great event. You know, a bunch of different restaurants coming in here. We're gonna be able to taste some real good food, and you know, it's all going to a good cause. So I'm excited and I'm hungry as well.
A wonderful event. It's one I've had the pleasure of being here for 6 years and coming to each time, and it's just a really good time. You know, we really enjoy it.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer, as promised, back here at NRG at the Taste of the Texans event as we head into the bye week. This is kind of the event that kicks off the bye week, Mark,
yeah.
And boy, this is a special one.
I love this one, Patty, because it involves food, and I love food, so what's wrong with that? Great cause as well, and an outstanding array of players here tonight.
Yeah, well, and talk a little bit about that. There's 25 restaurants here, right? And they're offering up all different kinds of food. It's going for a charity. There's players, cheerleaders. Actually, I told you to talk about it, and I'm kind of doing all the talking.
Yeah, you're doing all the
but
talking.
But you MC it. So
I'd rather do all the eating, and I really can't do that because I'm MCing, and I know you get swarmed by people because you're so gorgeous and people flock to you. So we need to hire an intern to get us food so we can actually enjoy some of the restaurant's cuisine here.
Yeah, well, we'll be checking in with players throughout the course of the evening, but let's talk a little bit and put the game that we just had, of course, behind us, and the first half of the season behind us. What a nice way to head into the bye week.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about a breath of fresh air. My goodness. I mean, much needed was an understatement, really, when you describe this victory in the division, a chance to get into first. And look, just keeping them alive in the AFC South is so huge. I know it's not what we wanted, to be two games under 500 at the halfway point, but the fact is you have an unstable division and a chance to contend for a division crown. Bill O'Brien's going to look at the second half of the season as a whole new season because you do have a chance to make some noise. Let's see if they can do it.
Well, and defensively, this was the defense, and albeit I know they've been taking some heat about the fact that it was the Tennessee Titans, but this is the defense that we expected to see. 7 sacks, 3.5 for Whitney, 2.5 for JJ. This is what we expected to see.
Absolutely. You wanted to see that ferocious pass rush. It all starts with stopping the run, which they were able to do for the most part. Then they got after the passer. Whitney Merciless was amazing. Even though Clowney got hurt, Whitney filled in and had 3.5, like you said. J.J. Watt looking masterful, of course. Jared Crick got a sack. The defense was all over the backfield. You've got to see some disruptiveness in that front seven, and you did.
So the disruptiveness, is that the HCC play of the week, or do we go with my play of the week?
All right, wait, what's your play of the week?
I'm going to pick Nate Washington.
That's a great play, but I like Whitney Merciless with the third sack, giving him the hat trick on the day. That was good, too. Look, there were a bunch of plays you could pick for the HCC play of the week, but I like Nate Washington as well. Ryan Hoyer, what a throw, and what a great catch by Nate, who hung on to the ball even though he got hurt.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as we're talking about both the offense and the defense, one guy that did emerge, that's our rookie, Kevin Johnson, with his first NFL interception.
First interception, numerous other big plays, and he's having a phenomenal first half of his rookie season. I know you had a chance to catch up with him.
Mettenberger sets up the bubble screen to right. He's blasted by Kevin Johnson, and Wright is shaken up on the play. The rookie from Wake Forest, Kevin Johnson, with a big hit on the receiver on that bubble screen.
Here we are at the midpoint of the season. Obviously not exactly where you guys wanted to be, but not in a bad position at all. For you yourself personally, just how would you kind of grade and rate yourself on this first half of your rookie season?
I think I've done a pretty good job. There's definitely a lot of room for improvement, and you know, I hold myself to a high standard. You know, and I want to do better, you know, for the second half of the season, but You know, like you said, you know, the season hasn't gone exactly the way we wanted it to go. But, you know, we still have a whole second half of the season. We're going to, you know, bust our butts and, you know, get to work.
How big of a win was this past weekend, and knowing how close it got you guys to Indy in this division, going into the bye week and then being able to look forward to the second half?
It was definitely good, you know, to, you know, really show ourselves that, you know, we can, you know, play this good when, you know, if we play with the energy that we had out there and we execute the game plan. And just going out there and going into the bye week this week, you know, coming off of a win and, you know, a high energy win, I think it's going to be real good for us.
You know, you obviously haven't been here in past years, but you know the expectations of this defense. Is this kind of the defense that you feel like you guys and everybody expected to see, the one that we saw this weekend?
I think so. And I think, you know, there's still, you know, a lot of things to work on, but, you know, I think it's definitely, you know, a good platform to start going in the second half of the season.
What is it that you feel like you want to work on or do for yourself for the second half of the season? What do you think you can improve on?
Just the details of, you know, going into, you know, studying for opponents, you know, getting ready for the Cincinnati Bengals. It's going to be good, you know, getting off my legs and, you know, getting get my legs, you know, a little fresh going into the, you know, getting this week off. So, just, you know, really studying tape and studying, you know, it's a good for me to be able to look back on myself really, like for a whole week and, you know, really seeing some things I can work on.
So here you are half a season in living the kind of the NFL dream. What's been the best part or what's been the highlight for you?
I would say the best part is just, you know, being around the guys and, you know, being part of a team and, you know, having that brotherly bond. You know, that's, you know, you can't really, you know, trade that for anything else.
Is there anything you would trade? Anything maybe you didn't expect or any maybe a little bit negatives?
No, I wouldn't trade anything.
That rookie is well-schooled as an interview subject, Patty, and I think he's got an incredibly bright future.
Absolutely. We've got to take a time out here on the show, but don't go anywhere because we still have a second half future of the season, and Mark and I will talk about it when we come back. Stay with us.